Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, founder of Scrappy ABM, and today we're going to be digging into exactly how to use a podcast to convert guests. Now, with that, at the core, there's actually three different approaches that I have found for guest conversion that will then actually result in pipeline and revenue. So at the core, there are three different types of shows that you could do for the purposes of an account-based podcast and in the purposes of guest conversion. So the first would be the expertise podcast. So again, you're inviting a guest on to showcase and share their expertise. In a lot of ways, that's what Scrappy ABM is. We invite great guests onto the show to showcase their incredible thought leadership, their incredible approaches to building account-based marketing programs. So that's the first kind of podcast that we're actually going to focus in a lot today. Next would be the story podcast. So the primary goal of the podcast is actually not to bring on quote unquote experts to some extent. We want to bring on people that share their story. And I did this with a show called The Marketing Ladder for about 2 years. The primary goal of that show was the relationship building with the guest. And I, as the host, was in no way, shape, and form the expert. I was just somebody that was guiding them through an interview process and guiding them through their story. Had actually nothing to do with the business that I was in. It was a show that was focused on marketing careers. But what that show ended up doing was building great relationships. And because it was all opinion-based, because everything was focused on their story and their experience, as a result, it then created opportunities to share more stories, build great relationships, and then when they needed support down the road with anything related back to marketing, they just knew me and assumed that they could come to me because I was a trusted advisor and friend. The last one is where the host is the expert. So a prime example of a show like this would be something like what Donald Miller had built with Building a Story Brand. That book and that podcast, before it was rebranded to Business Made Simple, Donald Miller was the expert on Story Brand. And as a result, when he would invite guests on, they would have more of a peer-to-peer conversation around marketing, messaging. And it was at the core in that context, again, primarily peer-to-peer. In the context of an expert-based podcast where you're inviting experts on, there could be a peer-to-peer component that could be argued for Scrappy ABM as well. But at the end of the day, Donald Miller created this specific framework. He was the foremost expert on Story Brand. He invited people on to talk about marketing and messaging. And as a result, he was then viewed as the expert, where he was, yes, interviewing, but it was very conversational in its nature. Whereas on the expert-based podcast, the primary goal is to actually showcase that person's expertise. So those are three different ways to think through the kinds of podcasts that you would want to have. From there, depending on the kind of show that you want to have, you will then have different approaches for sourcing guests. We'll break this up into a three-part episode. So for right now, we're going to focus on the expert show, where you're bringing an expert on to share their leadership, thought leadership, and expertise. So in that context, what you want to do from a data perspective is you want to focus on specifically bringing them on because they've showcased, obviously, specific expertise. This would be through the form of a LinkedIn post. It could also just be primarily based on if they work in a sizable organization with the right title. Most people get to be in a high leadership position, and I say most, because they've been an expert on a specific topic and get into their area of expertise. So again, at the core, what you're looking for would be actual experts that you can then showcase their expertise. And again, variety of ways of finding that. Again, LinkedIn could be just based on title and company size. Could also just be if they've been on other podcasts and you listen to those episodes and you're like, that was really smart. I'd love to have them come talk on our show as well. So that's your data component. And also based on where you source them, that could then be the trigger of why you're reaching out. A very simple outbound message that you can use in your distribution channel that then ties back into the trigger is, I saw you post this on LinkedIn. This thought was amazing. I'd love to have you talk about it on the show. Or I listened to your episode on XYZ podcast. I really loved your thought process. I'd love to have you come share that with our audience. So again, when you're looking at it, if you have something that you've sourced back to on why you're reaching out, that then forms a better outbound message that's clearly personalized and showcases that you actually want them on the show. So that's data. And then again, distribution. What I've personally found is I really love LinkedIn for distribution in this context, because distribution through LinkedIn is largely publicly accessible. If you are already connected to this person, you can just send them a direct message. If you are not connected to this person and you want to increase the likelihood that they will connect back with you, you can add a note. If you're on a free account, you can send up to 5 notes on a monthly basis. And in that, you can literally say, you've got up to 250 characters. I've done this a couple of times this week already. And just say, I listened to you on this podcast, really love the thought process. Would you be open to joining me on my show? Something as super simple as that. That's your distribution. If they accept, you then follow up, try to get them booked. And in that context, for the first component to this, the destination is the booking link where they can then actually book the call. And your direction is if they book the call or not. From there, that's your first playbook of how you're sourcing and actually, quote unquote, closing the guest to actually come on the show. There are then two approaches that you can take for how you prep for the episode. One approach is, and this is for a lot of our hosts that we are running shows for through Scrappy ABM, this is the preferred method. You have an intake form that is the booking link. Everyone will complain about it, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the heads up. But what you end up seeing happen is people that do submit, you already get all the information that you need to then inform the podcast episode. So if you have a host that's super slammed, then what you can end up doing is, again, through this, you end up just streamlining the process. And generally speaking, a lot of the other guests that you would want are also generally speaking pretty slammed. So by having the intake form that forms up the questions that you will ask, you end up streamlining the process overall. The other approach is, if you really are focused on building the relationships, which for a lot of people is the primary goal, doing some form of a quick prep call creates another touch point that's a face-to-face conversation where you can get to know your guest a little bit better. So again, in this context, the primary goal would either be, let's use the intake form to gather all the information we need to actually have a great podcast episode, or let's use the intake form not to gather all the right information, but to just book the prep call. Then you'll have the prep call, you'll get the information, and you can form your show structure from there. Out of that, you then obviously will have the podcast episode. And the primary goal in having an expert on is, again, to showcase their expertise. So you just want to ask them great questions. Yes, you want to have clarifying questions. You want to have a good conversation. But at the end of the day, they're the expert. They're the ones you've invited on. So let them share their expertise. What I love to do through a lot of our shows is get tactical to a specific program. So again, in this context, it's very clear. It's not the ethereal ideas of like, how do you build an ABM program? It's more of, how did you build this ABM program? Or how did you run this email marketing campaign? Or how did you run this social selling playbook? Or how did you build this influencer marketing program? And again, by getting very tactical and very specific, you end up tightening where the guest can focus, because it's easy if you have a podcast on account-based marketing or influencer marketing or email or social selling or careers to get really high level. But the goal is that we truly showcase their expertise. And by giving step-by-step tactical explanations for how to go and build something, it truly shows some level of expertise. So that's how we like to frame up the episodes. That generally works really well. What that will also do is showcase the alignment from a way of thinking. So what I've often had when I invite a guest onto the Scrappy ABM podcast is, we get really, really excited because we think the same way, or on the same wavelength. We bounce off of each other really, really well. And in those episodes, what becomes very clearly apparent is that that guest would never need my services. They already have it. They know what they're doing. They've got clear frameworks. They've got clear processes. They've got a clear roadmap for how to build their ABM programs. They will never need my services. Or, again, in the context of another show, they are crushing it when it comes to influencer marketing or email marketing or social media. They will never need our help. So instead of asking for them to become a customer and saying, hey, by the way, if you ever need help from Scrappy ABM, you know, I'd love to work with you. What I then frame up is, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how on the same wavelength we are. I loved this conversation. Like, it's so fun to meet other ABMers that just think the same ways. I'm going to be really, really honest though. There's a lot of people that need help from someone like you, but like, and I have to guess that your friends are probably asking you for help all the time. And generally speaking, the guests will say, yeah, it's like, I get asked all the time on how I can do some of these things. Cause again, you're building up their thought leadership and their authority after the recording is over. And you can just say something to the extent of, you know, if you ever have people that reach out to you, I really do think we think the same way. I have capacity for a couple other clients, and I would love to be able to help some of your friends out, because I know that you're slammed with your actual day job and, like, you know, being in the weeds of building. So if you know anybody that ever needs any help on some of the stuff that we just talked through, I'd love to be able to help them. And what you've now converted is someone that is a referral partner and a referral source. And the primary goal by converting your expert guest into a referral source is, to put it very bluntly, you're not insulting their intelligence. You are affirming, we think the same way. You are so smart. You are so talented. You are so skilled. You are so amazing that there's literally not enough of you in the world. But we think the same way. We take the same approaches. So if somebody's asking for you, but you're just slammed, would you be open to sending them to us? And again, they're flattered. They're complimented, because hopefully they have some form of at least some respect for your approach and for how you think after having been on your podcast. And again, by building them up, by turning them into a referral partner, you actually end up creating more opportunities, because you've now gotten access to their network and they think of you whenever someone comes to them. So this is how you turn someone that is a true expert that does not need your help into someone that can create new opportunities and net new opportunities for you. And then the final thought that happens over time is, a lot of these great experts, if they work in-house somewhere, they will get poached. They will go to another organization. And because you think the same way as they do on specific areas, they may end up hiring you because they have a high degree of trust in your capabilities to align on their overall strategy. Or if you're a software, they know that your software enables them to actually execute the strategies that they want. So again, if that's a services, if that's a software, regardless of what it is, a degree of trust by acknowledging their expertise and not trying to showcase yours and just affirming them, what ends up happening is they become a referral partner, and potentially down the road, when someone makes a job transition, they'll bring you in. So hopefully this is helpful for how you can actually convert someone that is a true expert from your show. If this has been helpful, again, please feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.